access to local market. Now, what is access to local market? Local markets are primary points in rural producers. Poor infrastructure restrict access to even uneven market, nearby market. Development of marketplaces and storage facility ensures fair prices. Strengthen supply chain for better market integration. Support perishable goods by reducing post-harvest losses. Encourages community-level trading, enhances local economy. Example, Weekly Hearts in India has served as economic vital hubs. Expanding to regional and national market. It also enables rural producers to access larger consumer base. Overcomes in logistical challenge with better highways and rail networks. It enhances competitiveness through quality standardization and packaging. The regional market offers opportunities for bulk sales and collaborations. It also boosts rural income and reduces economic vulnerability. National integration also fosters economic resilience and diversification. Programs like India's National Agriculture Market, which is also known as ENAM, connects farmers to larger market directly. Like I told you in my previous slides, there is a huge opportunity for the rural entrepreneurs in international market. Whenever I want to talk about the opportunities, I don't know why, but the Chinese comes first in my mind, because they have harnessed the opportunities in the international market like no country has done it. I'll just give you an example. Okay, exporting products like specialty crops or handicraft, okay, which actually boost revenues. It should be not only what you need to do is you need to identify a product in rural market. What you can do is you just need to identify some product which is related to certain areas, and there you just need to study their quality standards, their nearby ports, which is essential, trade agreements, subsidies. You can also partner with some rural producers as well, which will actually benefit you and them as well. Example, export of organized tea of India to European market, promoting rural branding, enhancing global visibility of local product. Government Export Promotion Council and Support. Government Export Product Promotion Councils support rural industries. E-commerce, a game changer for rural producers. 10 years back, okay, I don't think so anyone would have thought that Amazon will go so deep and will penetrate it so deep into the Indian market. It actually, it's just not selling. It is creating a marketplace, not only for the urban players, but also for the rural markets. This is why, okay, it is actually, the whole idea, okay, if you go to Amazon University, they will also explain you what are the ways, how you can promote, how you can sell, and what are the ways you can do. It also reduces dependency on intermediary and increasing, and it actually increases a profitability to a really high margins. The logistic challenge, because I just don't want to promote any single brand, but just to take the name of Amazon. So Amazon, what Amazon does, it manages your entire logistic challenges. The logistic nightmare is over. You just have to ship the product to the local market, and from there your job is finished. Basically, what you need to do here is, okay, which is not mentioned in this, but I'll just give you an example. The focus should be low on returns. So basically in Amazon, if you are able to understand the brief of the customers well, and if you write your brief well through affordable marketing and social media platforms, so the chances of getting the return products is really less, which is very important. Now, finance remains my financial system and rural credit. This is very important and my favorite topic. Because without finance, I don't think so anyone can be an entrepreneur. And any rural banks and cooperative offers loan to tailored made needs. Microfinance Institute provides collateral free loans for some businesses. It also promotes financial inclusions for underserved population. It enables investment in agriculture, handicrafts, and also renewable energy itself. Financial literacy program improves credit management, because you need to also explain it to people why paying back your loan is very important, right? Because you also need to explain them, okay, the other aspects of CIBIL, that your financial movements are tracked. So if you take loan, I just wanted to simplify that. If a person takes loan, okay, if he returns back, then he is eligible for larger loans. Collateral free loans, access to loans becomes higher. So if this aspect is being taught well and it seeps into his mind, then I think there would be a larger game changing in the rural financial industry. This is microfinance aspect in rural areas. This is how it happens, because usually if you put the money directly in the hands of women, so definitely tomorrow she is empowered. She is not dependent on her family. Okay, she can take decisions. And when these people, when the microfinance or the rural bank give loans, there is some kind of education also which goes into it. So whoever wants to pursue their career in rural entrepreneurship, there are various aspects which you can focus on. Education is finance education is also one of the important topics. You can take classes, you can take lectures, which offers very need-based program, which is very simple, which is in local language, which has a human touch, which has post customer care department, wherein they can call and they can sort their things. These are also one of, and these can be sold, okay, not only to the government institute, but also to government banks, the credit banks. They can also, you can also produce some kind of chapters, which is in line to their product. Rural banks and cooperatives. It offers, as everyone knows, it offers low working capital, okay, in low interest, the pooled resources to provide collective financial services, and the supply credit, okay, mostly can go for seed buying, equipment and import sales food. It reduces reliance on informal credit source with high interest rates. It also fosters a culture of saving and investment in rural communities. It supports diversification into non-agricultural activities. It also enables economies to withstand market fluctuations. Challenges in accessing credit. Lack of collateral hinders loan approvals for rural entrepreneurs. High interest rates and complex application process discourages borrowing. Limited capacity of rural banks, MFIs, to meet credit demand. Perception of rural businesses as high risk by investors. It has been shown, okay, that there has been an absence of financial documents, which actually reduces access to venture capital. Seasonal income patterns also complicates the repayment schedules. They may take the credit, but the patterns, if they don't earn well, okay, there has been a payment schedule delays, and which hampers their credit scores as well. Solution to improve financial access. So what you can do? So basically, there has been an expand in collateral field loans and government-backed credit guarantees. Develop flexible loan product tailored to rural income cycles. It also encourages impact in investment in sustainable rural businesses. It promotes digital financial services like mobile banking and peer-to-peer lending. It also increases financial literacy through workshops and trainings. Build partnership with rural areas, entrepreneurs and microfinance institutes. So basically, I think whichever course we are doing, I somehow feel, okay, there is an opportunity for any rural marketing. You need not need to have a product. Example, I've just told you, if there may be a new development, a new product for some kind of agriculture or some kind of agro industries, okay, which is trending in Japan or some other market. You just need to get access to those information. Is that product? Can you help sourcing those product and get or many a time what will happen? Okay, these companies are there in India, but they don't know how to penetrate these markets. And if you are living in one or the other rural areas, you have an access to the local community, you know the language, you know you are comfortable with the terrain. So what you can do, you can go and meet these people, okay, and you can also put some or the other access, okay, and you can introduce this product, services, technology in this region, because you know the region well, so you know the product well, so you can sell it really well. Impact of infrastructure on rural development. Now, in a word of well-developed infrastructure fosters, because you have impact of infrastructure on rural development. There are various impact on rural development, specifically when it comes to infrastructure. It fosters entrepreneurship and job creation. It also improves connectivity by reducing isolation of rural communities, markets and things like that. It also enhances productivity by integrating local economies with global markets. This is very important. This is what China has done in 1980s. Support sustainable development through renewable energy. This is something which only India is doing. So if India has managed to create a renewable energy market, okay, wherein they are producing it in rural areas and they are pushing that market not only to the rural, urban, but also to the global market. It will actually take the Indian rural market to a next level altogether. The most important thing, okay, it can also have an access to modern amenities, and which will actually have youth retention. Last week, I was at my native, as I've told you in my previous class. There, okay, I found my cousins, okay, they were doing medical and other aspects in the rural market, and they don't want to go to Delhi and Mumbai and or Bangalore for that matter, because they are getting the kind of quality education in rural, okay, and they are also closer to their families. The cost of education is low. It also reduces urban migration, because you have lesser people traveling to the urban areas. So fostering balanced regional development also. It also unlocks full potential of rural economy and boosting national growth as well. Because as you know, half of your population is in rural areas. Path to sustainable rural development. Government and NGO must prioritize rural infrastructure development. Invest in multimodal transportation, which is the need of the hour. Expand financial system to include rural population. And also encourages public-private partnership for sustainable infrastructure projects. Promoting e-commerce adoption, okay, which is an export readiness among the rural producers. Because you just have to focus on your product. You don't have to focus on the logistics, the economies, and the documentation, all those can be taken care by the e-commerce players, or because you have a ready-made system there. You just need to follow those process, and you can take a crash course to get yourself educated, okay, to form. Because now 10 years back or 15 years back, when you have to export, it was a big thing, exporting. It was only when I remember reading books or watching movies, you used to say, what business you have? The person used to say, my dad is an import exporter. He's an import export business. That means that import export business was limited to the niche audience. Now things are changing. You see a lot of rural population, a lot of rural farmers, they are producing in rural areas and they're exporting. So what is happening? You are not just getting into a new business, but you're tapping to a new market, which is not rural, which is not semi-urban, which is not urban, which is actually global. It also ensures environmental sustainability in infrastructure planning. It also empowers rural communities to actively participate in economic growth. The significance of rural entrepreneurship. Rural entrepreneurship, it promotes job creation, because one entrepreneur will give jobs to 10 different people. So it will eliminate poverty, it will foster innovation across diverse sectors. Rural entrepreneurship also will serve economic growth, not only to rural, but also at a national level. It also brings untapped natural resources and human resources into active economic use. It also addresses urban-urban disparity, which was hampering the Indian economy from last 75 years. It strengthens resilience in rural economies by encouraging diversification and reducing vulnerability to external shocks. It lays foundation for sustainable development by supporting eco-friendly and community-driven enterprise. Job creation. Rural entrepreneurship can offer direct jobs. Now, what do you mean by direct job? Small enterprises like agro-processing units, local retail shops, service centers, often it offers direct job to people who are seeking job. It also adds to rural entrepreneurship, which generates employment directly and indirectly as well. And it also promotes indirect jobs, demand for supporting industries such as tools, transportation, maintenance, services, etc. It also empowers marginalized groups, including women, youth, ethnic minorities as well. It has reduced rural unemployment and underemployment. Multiplier effects will create growth in associate sectors, boosting local economies. Poverty alleviation. It boosts household incomes. It facilitates access to better housing, education, and healthcare services. It enables reinvestment in local economy by creating a growth loop. It also reduces reliance in subsistence farming and low-wage jobs. It promotes financial independence and social equity across communities, which is very important. Economic diversification. We all know that there is huge economic rural diversity in rural economy, which is beyond traditional agriculture. It introduces industries like agro-processing, handicrafts, ecotourism, and renewable, which we have been speaking. But it also encourages value-added additions to raw material, enhancing market profitability. Developed sectors such as small-scale manufacturing, services, and green technologies. It creates economies resilient to climate risk, market fluctuation, and price shocks. Agro-processing and value additions transforms raw material. Now, what do you mean by agro-processing and value addition? It transforms raw agricultural product into a high-value product. Like simply selling milk to the city, okay, you can convert it into cheese or paneer, or a simple grain into flour, or also fruits into jams or juices, which will increase productivity for farmers and rural businesses as well. Reduces post-harvest losses through efficient processing system, creates local supply chain and boosts employment opportunity in rural areas, strengthen connection between rural producers and urban markets. Emerging markets. As I have told you, this is my favorite topic, ecotourism. You have a product in itself, which is your surrounding. You just need to leverage on natural beauty, cultural heritage to attract tourists, not local, but also international. It also supports hospitality, local guide services, community-led ventures, promote environment conservation through sustainable practices. The idea, okay, the recent example which comes to my mind is Ayodhya. Now, while building Ayodhya as a city, it is not only led to the pride of the local community, but it has also increased to various services. Like, there has been a lot of resorts, there is a lot of hotels, a lot of services, airport is coming. So obviously there is a lot of potential for local guides. Even if the person is not educated, he will get a job. Even if a person is educated, he has he can open a small restaurant, small motels or something. So he has an opportunity. The person need not need to go to Delhi or the surrounding areas to seek for a job. Rather, he can pull people from the surrounding areas, and it can become another area, okay, which will attract global tourists. Renewable energy. Harnessing solar, wind and bio for power needs is the most important thing. It also provides affordable, reliable energy for businesses, households. It also reduces dependability on fossil fuel and enhancing sustainability, which is very important point. Handicraft and cottage industries. It prevents traditional skills and cultural heritage. It generates incomes from unique and locally crafted products. It also attracts demand from urban markets and global consumers as well. Government policies for rural development. Now, subsidies is a very important factor because it reduces cost for agriculture and non-agricultural sectors like seeds, fertilizers and industries. It also encourages diversification by supporting rural businesses in handicrafts and small industries. Grants and training programs is also one of the important pillars of infrastructure development. Transportation facilitates market access and reduces logistical costs. Example, India's Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, which improves rural road connectivity, is the best example which I can find for rural development or rural infrastructure development. Digital connectivity, energy infrastructure are some of the most important plans, because broadband for all, Digital India, electricity access, Har Ghar Bijli, these are some of the important diversification or important programs which has been run by the current government, which has not only given electricity but also digital connectivity by the last legs. Financial support for rural entrepreneurs, rural banks and micro finance institutions. It offers loans, saving accounts and credit, basically bringing it also offers collateral free loans and credit guarantee. Basically, it is the larger audience which did not have the access to saving bank accounts or credit cards or loans. Okay, so now it is taking the larger population to the ambit, which is improving the access to capital for small scale entrepreneurs also. Flexible financial product. It aligns with seasonal income patterns, especially in agriculture. Financial literacy initiative empowers rural entrepreneurs to manage finance effectively. Policy support for diversification. Encouraging innovation. Subsidies for adopting renewable energy and green technology. grants for ecotourism, cultural industry, cultural industries, and agro-based industry enterprises. Promoting investments. Incentivize growth in non-agricultural sector like small-scale manufacturing and handicrafts. Sustainable practices. Support environmental friendly initiative for long-term resilience. Social impact of rural entrepreneurship. Empowerment of marginalized groups. Improve access to digital to services, like enhances availability of essential services like education, healthcare, sanitation, which is the basic need. It has to be there is a lot of social impact, okay, with rural entrepreneurship can highlight. Community pride and cohesiveness builds a sense of pride. I firmly believe the sense of pride should be there in whatever you do. So it builds a sense of pride and unity of fostering local businesses and community-driven initiative. Preservation of local identity, which is also one of the most important thing to enhance your local heritage, promote local tourism and things like that. Economic strengthening, it reduces out migration, because a person, even if he doesn't have a specific product to sell, or even if he doesn't have the finance, he can do something or the other, okay, which will actually support his family. Technology and innovation in rural economies. Technology and innovation drives growth even in rural, remote rural areas. They addresses challenges like low productivity, limited access, market access, and inefficiency. Example, include precision agricultural tool like and e-commerce platforms. Enable rural development, rural businesses to adapt to modern tech challenges. Promote modernization, entrepreneurship, and sustainable development. It also encourages inclusive growth, because once you bridge the rural-urban disparity, it actually gives you an inclusive growth, which is not only region-specific but nation-specific. Adoption of technology in rural economies. The technology adoption of modern technology is very important, because it also modernizes the operation and also increases the competitiveness. It enhances efficiency of the resources, of market access. It is key advancement includes precision agriculture, digital tool and connectivity, and also use of e-commerce platform, which is one of the important aspects, because this is where you get the business. Reduces dependability on traditional practices and improves scalability. The most important thing is to scale. How are you going to scale? You can scale when you have an access to larger market, right? And it also opens new avenues for rural workforce, skill development. Precision agriculture uses technology like GPS, drones, and sensors to optimize farming, which is something which we have never heard, right? I remember back in 2009, we had one films wherein you can see that a person or engineer is making a drone, and his vision is to make a drone. But now drones are very common. You see drones using normal people. So now, the GPS and drones and the sensors are actually can be utilized in farming, and it can actually support to a larger extent for farmers, because he gets the real-time data. It also provides real-time data on soil, weather, and irrigation needs. And benefits, obviously, it increases yields, reduce waste, efficient resource use, and cost-effective. And also, it minimizes the environmental impact, which is also one of the important aspects. As I've told you, farmers in India is using GPS-based equipment to guide specific field requires. Expand opportunity for data-driven decision-making in rural farming. Now, digital tool, don't get confused when I say digital tools or connectivity, just to restrict it to, just to restrict it to the digital access. Digital access is the infrastructure, but I think there is a huge potential for the new generation, specifically the IT enabled generation, the engineers which we are producing. So now what is happening? There is a lot of engineers who are studying in rural areas, but they want to go to the cities or the urban areas or the urban clusters just for the sake of job, because jobs were available there. But now the trends are changing. The engineers, okay, who are getting laid off from the big cities like Pune, Bangalore, Hyderabad, they are turning themselves into the rural market. And what are they developing? They are developing mobile apps to help the farmers. They are actually working on real time. They are actually working on real time issues. Now, we all know, right? Basically, when you want to produce something really unique, what you can do? You need to understand what are the real challenges, what are the real problems, and solving those real problems can get you access market. There would be a system, okay, which can track pest controls, or which can track, or which can accommodate the local veterinary, because it's not feasible to have vet in each rural areas, right? But what you can do is you can create a vet vans which will offer all kind of vet treatment, okay, in your respective areas. I can also think of M-Pesa in Kenya, which enables money transfers and loan, which was impossible almost 20 years back. It is actually, it also helps to boost communication, knowledge sharing among rural communities. Knowledge sharing is very important, because what you have done, okay, you need to share it with the community, and you can share it with full fear, because it is also when you share something through online, they also have patented. When you, it is very important who using the, I have one of my friends, he has developed one app, or he has developed some kind of modules, which was effective for rural thing. So when he did not patented it, he just recorded and he just put it on YouTube. So when there was a proceeding, okay, when someone else is using it, so he could actually go and prove it, because he was the first, okay, who had actually used YouTube, okay, to put this thing into order. So that thing also helps while using this kind of services. It also enhances transparency and trust in financial transactions. E-commerce platforms in rural economies. See, I always feel e-commerce platform is a game changer, specifically for rural economies, because it does multiple things. I'll just to give you an example, giving access to global consumers to rural businesses to sell directly. Isn't that something which is unheard? It also reduces intermediary and it also increases profit. It promotes brand recognition and customer loyalty for unique rural products. I always say, don't just create something and sell. You create a brand. If you are selling some chili powder, so it's easier now for a person to create his own brand and sell it. And with the e-commerce platforms, you are forced or you are enabled, okay, to create your own brand in some or the other ways. You don't have to go and patent and all. Those are something which is the... But then giving names, okay, it also add to the sense of... It recognizes your brand, right? Empowers rural producers to compete with global market. It also create path for scaling into niche products like organic food, crafts, and things like that. Innovation driving local entrepreneurship. It also encourages creative solutions and new business models. It drives growth creations and income diversification, support rural adaptation and emerging market trends and technologies. There are some examples, okay, like value addition products like organic goods, innovative use of eco-friendly materials in handicrafts, builds resilience by fostering self-sustained local entrepreneurship. promote collaboration between local communities and larger markets. Sustainable innovation in rural economies remains as a center of any government policies. The focus of balancing growth with environmental protection is very important. I'll just give you an example. Organic farming and renewable energy solutions, ecotourism ventures, promoting conservation and income, having producing organic, promoting organic honey, manufacturing organic honey is also one of the important terms of sustainable innovation. And these are some of the examples, like ecotourism of Costa Rica is something which has grabbed many eyeballs. It also encourages adaptation of green practices like solar-driven irrigation. It also builds foundation for climate resilience abroad, and it also attract eco-conscious customers. Nowadays, okay, you will be surprised to know there are growing eco-conscious customers who are ready to pay more because they are well-informed, they are learned, they are educated, they are eco-conscious customers. They would want to pay more for anything, okay, which is sustainable. So basically, you can add some sustainable policies in your whole ecosystem, and you can actually sell your product, which you are selling it at an X price, you can sell it at an X plus 2. Isn't that interesting? Technology and innovation transforming rural economies. Modern technologies improve competitiveness and efficiency. It also fosters innovation into entrepreneurship and diversifies income sources. It also opens opportunities for rural areas to integrate with global economies. Support from government, NGOs and private sectors is crucial. Key to unlocking rural potential and sustainable development also important. It facilitates long-term resilience and community empowerment. Thank you so much. That ends our chapter 2.